the workers needed now. October 16, 1903, typed. God chooses as his workmen of different gifts and varied abilities. It is his purpose that these workers shall unite with one another in their labor. All selfishness is to be cast out of their hearts. If it is allowed to develop, it will spring up in a root of bitterness, whereby many shall be defiled. When a crisis comes, there is need of men of deep experience in the things of God, men who can carry the work forward with tact and forethought and skill. Those who allow themselves to be leavened by influences that endanger their spirituality are unfitting themselves to be used by God as men of opportunity. God calls for men who are prepared to meet emergencies, men who in a crisis will not be found standing on the wrong side, warring against God, full of wrath and bitterness. Great weakness is brought to his cause by men who, at the very time when they should be quick to discern the specious devising of Satan, are helping him to carry on his work by giving up to the power of his delusions, closing their eyes to light and truth. We are not to conceal the truth for this time. It is to stand forth in its power and purity. The trumpet is to give a certain sound, for there are those who, though they have long known the truth, need to be awakened. They have closed their eyes to the result of walking contrary to the light that God has given. We are living in the last days of this earth's history, and God calls upon those who have an understanding of the truth for this time to pray, to believe, to stand fast in the faith, proclaiming the message of mercy to be given to the world. My brethren, I pray most earnestly that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness. Colossians 1, verse 9 to 11. There are those who today are standing in perilous places, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. From this time on, Satan will bring in deceptive influences of every kind. True, staunch, wholehearted believers are needed, men who are not fashioned after a worldly mold, but who see and realize that it is at this time that Satan's power will be exercised through believers who have not kept the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end. Workers are needed who understand that the warnings given in the Word of God are appropriate for this time. Shall we not pray and watch unto prayer and see that we need to be reconverted? God's purpose for us is that we shall be constantly increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Verses 10 and 11. At this time we need men who are as true as steel to principle. We need the help of everyone who has had an experience in the giving of the first and second angels' messages. There are those who have so linked themselves with the world that they have lost the knowledge of God and are departing from the faith. How glad we should be to say to all such ones, "And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard." Verses 21 to 23. Paul wrote these words to the Colossians, and he continues, "Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints." to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Verses 24 to 29. There is now need of unity, and there will be unity. Those who have greatly hindered the cause of God, and have caused heavy burdens to rest upon their fellow laborers because they have lost their bearings, will either humble their proud hearts and be converted, or they will be moved out of the way. The warning comes,
"As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." Colossians 2, verse 6 to 10. Amidst the temptations that abound in these last days, some will depart from the faith. Those who have been trying to quench their thirst at broken cisterns, which can hold no water, will have a misleading message to proclaim. They will speak smooth things. It is now, just now, that genuine gospel medical missionary work is to be done by men who acknowledge Christ as their master, who realize, as did Elijah and Jeremiah, that they hold their commission from God, and that they are accountable to God for the use made of the talents entrusted to them. God's workers are to acknowledge no earthly master, one higher than men, even him who is the way, the truth, and the life, is their master. Men are needed who can speak intelligently of the sacredness and the importance of the truth. Men who can point their fellow men to the needs of the present hour. Men who have an inspiring message to bear against perverted principle. Who watch for souls as they that must give an account, pointing souls to God's standard of righteousness. Many who have known the truth, but who have not cherished its principles in their hearts, will become leavened with evil. This evil they do not discern. In word and act they say, "Speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." Isaiah 30, verse 10. We are now to call things by their right name. No longer are we to look upon unrighteousness as righteousness. Let everyone now be prepared to lift up the standard of truth. We are to have no fellowship with the worldly practices that have perverted the faith of some who have enjoyed great privileges and who should now be standing on vantage ground. We are to respond to God's call to take a decided stand for truth and righteousness. No longer are we to bind up with worldly elements. The leaders in God's work are not to be men who do not know God, who have no experimental knowledge of God. They are to be men who love and fear God and Christ. Otherwise, they must be relieved of their responsibilities. The value of the experience of pioneer workers. God never leaves the world without men who can discern between good and evil, righteousness and unrighteousness. God has men whom he has appointed to stand in the forefront of the battle in times of emergency. In a crisis, he will raise up men as he did in ancient times. Young men will be bidden to link up with the aged standard bearers, that they may be strengthened and taught by the experience of these faithful ones, who have passed through so many conflicts, and to whom, through the testimonies of his Spirit, God has so often spoken, pointing out the right way and condemning the wrong way. When perils arise, which try the faith of God's people, these pioneer workers are to recount the experiences of the past when just such crises came, when the truth was questioned, when strange sentiments proceeding not from God were brought in. The experience of these aged workers is needed now, for Satan is watching every opportunity to make of no account the old waymarks, the monuments that have been raised up along the way. We need the experience of the men who, through evil report as well as through good report, have been steadfast to the truth. Men who have not built their house upon the sand, but upon the solid rock. In the gospel medical missionary work, there are noble men who bear aloft the banner upon which is inscribed the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Consideration should be given to these faithful missionaries. They are not to be left to the caprice of men who are neither cold nor hot, and who, because of their lukewarm condition, are an offense to God. The Lord has self-denying men in the ministry who have been abundant in labor and in self-sacrifice. Let justice be done to those who have borne the burden in the heat of the day. They have grown old in the service of God. They are His men of opportunity, men who will deal justly, love mercy, and who will help where help is needed. These men are to be appreciated. They led out in the first of the conflict when the truth was yet to be established. They carried burdens when there were few to share the burdens. Under all circumstances, they were faithful to principle. For the sake of the truth, they practiced constant self-denial, and their brethren should deal with them considerately, kindly, generously. The truth for which they have sacrificed everything will bear away the victory. They have labored earnestly for the advancement of the kingdom, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit, and they are now to be encouraged and sustained. Plans for medical missionary work. Young men who have a practical knowledge of how to treat the sick are now to be sent out to do gospel medical missionary work in connection with more experienced gospel workers. If these young men will give themselves to the study of the Word, they will become successful evangelists. The ministers with whom these young men labor are to give them the same opportunity to learn that Elijah gave Elisha. They are to show them how to teach the truth to others. Where it is possible, these young men should visit the hospitals, and in some cases they may connect with them for a while, laboring disinterestedly. The purest example of unselfishness is now to be shown by our medical missionary workers. With the knowledge and experience gained by practical work, they are to go out to give treatment to the sick. As they go from house to house, they will find access to many hearts. Many will be reached who otherwise would never have heard the gospel message. Much good can be done by those who do not hold diplomas as fully accredited physicians. Some are to be prepared to work as competent physicians. Many, working under the direction of such ones, can do acceptable work without spending so long a time in study as it has been thought necessary to spend in the past. Many will go out to labor for the master who have not been able to take a regular course of study in school. God will help these workers. They will obtain knowledge from the higher school and will be fitted to take their position in the rank and file of workers as nurses. The great medical missionary sees every effort that is made to find access to souls by presenting the principles of health reform. Decided changes are taking place in our world. The Lord has declared that He will turn and overturn. Humble men, who hitherto have been in obscurity, must now be given opportunity to become workers. To those who go out to do medical missionary work, I would say, serve the Lord Jesus Christ with sanctified understanding, in connection with the ministers of the gospel and the great teacher. He who has given you your commission will give you skill and understanding as you consecrate yourselves to His service, engaging diligently in labor and study, doing your best to bring relief to the sick and suffering. To those who are tired of a life of sinfulness, but who know not where to turn to obtain relief, present the compassionate Savior, full of love and tenderness, longing to receive those who come to him with broken hearts and contrite spirits. Take them by the hand, lift them up, speak to them words of hope and courage. Help them to grasp the hand of him who has said, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5. "Behold," Christ declares, "I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." God calls upon us to voice the words, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Revelation 22, verse 12, 20. God will do much more for his people if they will have faith in him. Infidelity is stalking abroad through the land. Satan has laid his plans to undermine our faith in the history of the cause and work of God. I am deeply in earnest as I write this. Satan is working with men in prominent positions to sweep away the foundations of our faith. Shall we allow this to be done, brethren? My soul is stirred within me. I shall trust in God with heart and soul. I shall proclaim the messages that he has given us to proclaim. I testify in the Lord that our youth should not be encouraged to go to Battle Creek to be made infidels. God will help us to see what can be done to prevent this. We are now to work earnestly and intelligently to save our youth from being taken captive by the enemy.